Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And Sydney Madden.
Hello.
And it is New Music Friday, which means we're looking at the best albums out on April 19th, starting with Lizzo's 'Cause I Love You. Mirror, mirror on the wall, don't say it 'cause I know I'm cute. Ooh, baby. Louis down to my drawers, LV all on my shoes. Ooh, baby. I be dripping so much sauce, gotta be looking like bread goo. Ooh, baby. Lit up like a crystal ball, that's cool, baby, so is you, that's how I roll. If I'm shining, everybody gonna shine. Yeah, I'm gold. I was born like this, don't even gotta try. Now you know. I like shouting, they get better over time. Now you know. They just say I'm not the baddest bitch you like. It could only be Lizzo. The album is called 'Cause I Love You, and this song is called Juice. And we all love Lizzo so much, and we have been waiting for this record for a couple of years now, and finally her debut full-length record is here.
Mm-hmm. She's shown us with each new performance and each new iteration, each new single. She is not only a singer, she's a composer, she's a flautist, she can rap, like she got range, you know? And she demands attention and she demands respect with every new artistic output. And she wants her credit when and where and how it's due. And yeah, this album has a bunch of self-affirming anthems. And now we get to hear her on a broader stage because her pen game has always been this quippy and always been this charismatic, but the production is really on par with her words now.
Her songs are about like loudly and fearlessly taking your place in the world, like claiming your place in the world. As a plus-size black woman, she is out there putting forward this powerful message of body positivity and but also just like, here is my place. This is who I am. Mm-hmm. And her songs are so joyful and therapeutic and fantastic. Ah, she's fantastic. I could gush about Lizzo for this
Let's
entire show.
Let's just make this whole Lizzo podcast, guys.
Lizzo is the singer. Her album is called 'Cause I Love You. Let's go next to another standout record for April 19th. This one comes from Johnny Swim, the duo known as Johnny Swim. The album is called Moonlight. Hope you kept a piece of me. Display it on your mantelpiece. When time forgets and dust collects, at least you still get to hold me. This is Johnny Swim. The album is called Moonlight, and this song is called Souvenir.
It's Abner Ramirez and Amanda Sudano, husband and wife. She is actually the daughter of Donna Summer.
Oh, and, I don't know.
And
How
they,
did I not know that?
And they've been around for ages making these songs, these big, rousing, inspirational songs about, you know, tearing down walls and finding your inner strength. And it's an interesting companion piece to Lizzo, this kind of polished, soulful pop R&B mix as, I don't know, almost two sides of the same coin in terms of songs that get you out of your seat and feeling better about your day. The word I always come back to with Johnny Swim is rousing. Their songs are just rousing.
They are so perfect together. I keep thinking about, like, which, the chicken or the egg? Like, so did, How do two people fall in love who are so perfectly suited together musically? Like, did you start making music and then fall in love? Or did you fall in love and think, hey, wow, we're really good at this thing that we did together. What luck.
You know? We could turn this into a career. We should make some money on
this. Hey, this is cool. We could do this.
When I remember meeting them and thinking, like, when we have to, like, populate a spacecraft.
Time capsule. Yeah,
like, this is the president. Like, get us Johnny Swim.
We're trying to preserve humanity.
Something else we should say about this record, Moonlight, is that it feels very much like a love letter to each other. There's, in fact, a song on it called Amanda. But a love letter to each other and the life that they've built together. Moonlight by Johnny Swim. Let's go to another real standout album for April 19th. This is one by an artist that I did not know about until Sydney brought it to the table. This is Kelsey Lou. Her new album is called Blood. I know what the light means. Switching lanes, I feel ways to make it light. Kelsey Lou is the singer. Her new album is called Blood. The song's Foreign Car. Man, I am so fascinated by this record.
Right?
And by her, I have like 8 songs that I'd like to play in full for just so people can get an idea for the range on this record. But why don't you first tell us, Sydney, who Kelsey Lou is and why this is one of the week's standouts.
Kelsey Lou, she's a queer biracial artist. She was born and raised in North Carolina, raised by Jehovah's Witnesses, but her music career didn't really start to flourish until she moved to New York. So she dropped her debut EP in 2016, but this is her major label debut, and it really feels like one living, breathing art piece. It feels very encompassing. It's got a constant motion to it. It's cradling. It's fluid. And the way each track plays into the next, it makes it feel like it's one conversation, one meditation session. It really takes you out of your body.
The song we started off with is Foreign Car. Let's hear how that one goes into the track right after it, called Poor Fake. A lot of really beautiful string pieces, set pieces in this. She's a classically trained cellist, and you can really tell that throughout this whole record.
I mean, sometimes it really is instructive when you look at who an artist is collaborating with. Mm-hmm. And like Jamie XX does some production on this record. She has worked with Solange. She's worked with Sampha. She's worked with Blood Orange.
Yes, and her first EP was released under True Panther. So if you think of, if you know True Panther, the indie label, think of King Cruel, Abra. Like, it's in that same realm.
There's also some nice little ambient sounds throughout this record. There's a really lovely little interlude at one point called Kindred 2 I want to play a bit of. Kelsey Lou, the album is called Blood. A real standout for April 19th. We still have a few more other albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but first let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, makers of the Yeti USB microphone. Ready to record that song, start a podcast, or launch your YouTube channel? Blue helps thousands of creators tell their stories every day and sound great doing it. Raise your voice and get started with special pricing at bluedesigns.com/NPR. Support also comes from ADT, America's trusted home security provider, providing secure smart homes custom designed with everything from video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart locks and lights, and professionally monitored carbon monoxide and smoke detectors, all controlled by the sound of your voice or on the go with the ADT Go app. Learn more at ADT.com.
It's New Music Friday. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Sydney Madden and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on April 19th. We start off the second half of our show with The Tallest Man on Earth and his new album, I Love You, It's a Fever Dream.
And have to laugh out here. What language do you dream in when you're drunk? And feel just like a map of where you've been and all the smoke and mirrors you hung. If only this one held the answer to the aching of her heart. A little drop of poison in the rain, a little drop of madness in my heart. It's nothing but will nothing grow away. Look nervously at things that come apart. If only this one held the answer to our loneliness and all. Through days we love, through days we disappear. To go for all the things behind a cloud. Oh, I'm a stranger now. And where will I undress to disappear?
This is The Tallest Man on Earth. His new album is I Love You, It's a Fever Dream. The song is I'm a Stranger Now. And The Tallest Man on Earth is otherwise known as Christian Mattsson. He's from Sweden, and this is his first album in 4 years.
Yeah, and it's his first album since going out on his own, kind of reestablishing himself as a completely solo artist in a lot of ways. He self-released this album. He self-recorded it. He sings it all himself, obviously. He produced it. This record is really interesting because it continues a lot of that sound. Fans of his are going to love it. But thematically, you know, he's clearly gone through some events in his life, and this is a more personal record. A lot of his early records, a lot of his early songs, and these are songs I love, but they're songs about, you know, wandering, songs about with a lot of like Americana imagery. They're bold and they're beautiful, but they don't necessarily feel personal.
On his last record, Dark Bird Is Home, it was full of a lot of heartache. You know, it was a bit about his divorce. He did get personal on that one, and also about the death of someone close to him in his family. But this one, I wouldn't say it's euphoric at all, but it definitely shows that he's at a place now where he's sort of ready to move on. And it's something that he sums up in a line on the opening song called Hotel Bar, where he says, all I can do is say things will be fine. Mm-hmm. And that feels very much where he is on this record. From The Tallest Man on Earth, I Love You, It's a Fever Dream. Let's go from The Tallest Man on Earth to the singer Loyal Carner and his new album, Not Waving, But Drowning.
Going is tough. I wait till it falls on deaf ears. He'll say, without the boundaries of love, my take is I wish there was a better way.
I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends, a lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend. Went in the pen, every letter you send. I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends, a lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend. Went in the pen, every letter you send.
Yo, I've been listening to dreamy days. I'm in disarray. I realize it's everybody else who's still astray. I feel ashamed, I know there ain't no saving away. They went astray, I went Australia. So what I'm supposed to say to them? When all this love's out of range, everything around me changed, I'm supposed to stay the same. Turned down these free drinks I couldn't even name. And that, like all this money isn't fucking up my brain. I've been going insane. Shell full of family remains. Broken heart is seeking none of them again. I pull the glass, stick my head out in the rain. Try and find another person I can blame. Sat up on this plane, and yo, I'm praying that we don't crash. Cause every night I shiver at the sight when we go back. Cause every night could be my last, and yeah, I know that. So I crack a smile for it goes black. Trust.
This is Loyal Carner. His new album is called Not Waving But Drowning. The song is Loose Ends, and that's Georgia Smith singing there with him. He's an English singer, and hip-hop artist I also recently discovered and loved immediately.
Yeah, as you said, Robin Lowell, South London rapper. And this is his sophomore album, and it's his first since being nominated for the Mercury Prize in 2017, which, if you don't know, that's one of the UK's highest honors.
Right.
So a lot of the songs on this project feel like they're set up to be one-sided conversations. Like Loose Ends you just played, or Dear Jean, or Crispy, they feel like what you tell yourself when you're pacing your room back and forth after you've had a fight with someone, when you're just replaying the fight in your head and you're like, oh, this is what I would have said, this is what I should have said in that moment, you know? And throughout little vignettes, there's conversations or there's ambi of hearing pages turn or feet shuffling, and it really grounds you and it makes you feel like you're in the room pacing back and forth with him. It's a real London type of album. And there's an air of boom bap, but most of the production is pretty bare bones. Sometimes it's just like a simple snare or just a piano, and that lets you really hone in on his words and his delivery. And as you can hear, he has such a signature tone. Yeah, like, if you hear him rapping, you're not going to confuse him with anyone else.
Exactly. And he's already crafting such vivid language. Really interesting guy. I guess his real name is Ben Coyle Larner, and so he's Loyal Carner.
Yeah.
He actually, he is very open about the fact that he has ADHD and he is dyslexic.
Dyslexic.
And so it's a little self-shout-out.
Yes, and frankly, Loyal Carner is much easier to say than Ben Coyle Larner, which the name he was given at birth. But, you know, one of my favorite poets, I was telling Sydney this, one of my favorite poets is Stevie Smith, and she wrote a poem called Not Waving But Drowning.
Yes. Right. Oh, yeah, you texted me that this weekend.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And there is a moment on this record where you hear her talk about the poem. It's on the title cut to this record, Not Waving But Drowning.
I read about a man getting drowned once. His friends thought he was waving to them from the sea, but really he was drowning. And then I thought that in a way, it is true of life, too. That a lot of people pretend, out of bravery really, that they are very jolly and ordinary sort of chaps. But really they do not feel at all at home in the world or able to make friends easily.
Another one of my favorite artists, Vic Chestnut, the late Vic Chestnut, did a song called Not Waving But Drowning, and he took the lyrics straight from the poem that Stevie Smith, Not Waving But Drowning. But Loyal Carner, a great one. It is so chill and full of love and warmth. It's like a great lazy weekend or one long sigh. I just love it so much. Loyal Carner, Not Waving But Drowning. We still have one more album that I want to play for this week's New Music Friday. But first, as always, there are a handful of other notable albums out on April 19th that we should mention. Anna Tivell, the singer-songwriter Anna Tivell, has a new record called The Question. The band Drug Dealer has a new album called Raw Honey, Drug Dealer. Heather Woods Broderick has a new album out called Invitation, a real beautiful record that we would have played some from, but we just had her on the Tuesday episode of All Songs Considered recently. The band Diane Coffey has a new record out called Internet Arms, a band that has made glam rock in the past, but goes all synth pop on this new album. The band Fat White Family has an album out called Surfs Up. That's S-E-R-F-S, Surfs Up. And finally, the experimental electronic composer Hans-Joachim Radelius has a new album out with the keyboardist and composer Tim Story. Their record together is called Luntz 3.
The OJs are putting out their first album in 15 years and their last album ever, it is appropriately enough, called The Last Word. And we sometimes wonder whatever happened to all the rock bands. Cage the Elephant is one of those rock bands.
Yeah.
They have a new album called Social Cues out today.
All those albums out now on April 19th, along with the last one that we want to play. It's from the band Wand. The record is called Laughing Matter.
Thousand.
This is the band Wand. Their new album is called Laughing Matter, and this song is called XOXO. This is a band from Los Angeles. They've only been putting out music since 2014, and this is their fifth full-length in as many years. But boy, they have just been growing astronomically from record to record. This is sort of a concept album that they say is all about love in a time of terror.
Man, this band has gone on a journey. They started out as kind of like a psychedelic garage band. The band leader is a guy named Corey Hansen, who's worked with people, you know, that Robin Hilton loves dearly, guys like Ty Siegel.
Guilty.
Michael Cronin, who's Guilty. One I really, really like. And you know, so you think you kind of have them pegged as this kind of like psych rock thing. But then over time, they've turned into young Radiohead.
It's essentially, which is interesting because they kind of followed the same arc as Radiohead, you know, going from more straight up rock in the early records to now this experimental rock record, which is also interesting because this album, Laughing Matter, is a little bit like OK Computer in that it's about, it imagines this dystopian world, or it maybe isn't really imagining it. Yeah. It's saying that we are, in fact, now living in this dystopian world where it's a poison planet. They talk about panic attacks, about wealthy white people, old men taking advantage of people, and just this general creeping unease, which is what OK Computer was about as well. There's a fantastic range to this record I want people to hear. Sometimes it's very loud and twisted, like on this song, Lucky Sight. And then sometimes it's delicate and beautiful, like on this song, High Plains Drifter.
I'm drifting again, alone I fell, through miles of the highway, to a place so pale and formless. It could only return as the end. I'm drifting again.
I love how this song has these little rolling, clicking something. I keep imagining somebody rolling their suitcase through an airport, like they're trying to flee something.
Wow.
And then it ends with a song called Jennifer's Gone, which sort of sounds like Velvet Underground.
All of the people that you have loved will turn bad when there is a spike inside your heart. I know that these things are so hard to imagine.
Yeah, how do you excerpt this record?
Right.
Like, here's 10 seconds of what this album sounds like. You can't do it.
Yeah. Wand is the band, and their new album is called Laughing Matter. Really love this one. That'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Sydney, how do people follow you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter at Sid_Madden.
Steven?
I'm at I Dislike Steven.
And I am at NPROBIN, NP Robin. As always, if you'd like to hear full versions of the songs we featured, you'll find NPR's New Music Friday playlist on Spotify. You can also listen on our website. Go to npr.org/allsongs. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well. Have a great weekend and treat yourself to lots of great music.